Hello, and welcome back to the Test Drive Podcast, brought to you by Sport Car USA. I'm your host, Lee Baudette. Hi, everybody. I'm Lee Baudette, spokesperson for Sport Car USA, welcoming you to another podcast. This is our podcast number 44. We certainly do appreciate you tuning in every Friday at 5 o'clock when we release the podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Kunimitsu Takahashi, the father of drifting. Now, drifting is a motorsport that started in 1970s Japan. Drifting has become very big in pop culture and modern social media. Many sports are about who can go the fastest, and car racing is no exception. Drifting is unique in that speed does not matter. Drifting is all about style and who can look the best while throwing their car sideways. Kunimitsu was at the forefront of doing just that when he developed the technique when racing in the Japan Touring Car Championship. Drifting was used as a way to get around the track faster and be able to hold more speed through the corners. Kunimitsu Takahashi's name is synonymous with drifting, which is a driving technique that has evolved into a global motorsport phenomenon. We will examine Takahashi's journey from his early days in motorsports to becoming an iconic figure in the drifting community. Takahashi's innovative and skillful approach to racing, particularly his innovative techniques in drifting, revolutionized the motorsports landscape. Kunimitsu had a lasting impact on the art of drifting as we know it today. Kunimitsu Takahashi was a former Japanese motorcycle road racer before he got into car racing. He was born on February 21, 1940 in Tokyo, Japan. Takahashi started his racing career in the early 1960s. He competed in various motorcycle racing events, including the prestigious Isle of Man TT races. The Isle of Man races have been going on since 1907, and the 13-day race features hundreds of riders. Now, this time trial-based race takes place on public roads and is one of the deadliest motorcycle races around. His skills and success on the track quickly established him as one of the leading racers of his time. He was a major part of the Honda racing team and became the very first Japanese rider to win a motorcycle Grand Prix. He was riding a 250cc Honda when he won at Hockenheim. He played a crucial role in the development and success of Honda's racing program. He was part of the Honda racing team during the era when the company was actively involved in various racing disciplines. Kunimitsu's best finishes at the World Championships were fourth in 1961 and fourth in 1962, both times on Honda bikes. He ended up getting seriously injured in 1962. He ended up getting seriously injured in the 1962 Isle of Man TT and would make the switch to car racing in 1964. Before moving to car racing, he won four Grand Prix races during his motorcycle racing career. Another race that he was successful in was the Suzuka 8 Hours. This race is a motorcycle endurance race held at the Suzuka circuit in Japan. He had multiple wins in this race and was able to highlight how dominant Honda could be in these endurance races in the 1960s. This is all about the father of drifting, but a big part of Takahashi's story is his dominance in motorcycle racing. His racing achievements include winning the All Japan Road Race GP250 Championship back in 1961 and the All Japan Road Race GP500 Championship in 1962. He also competed in international races, showcasing his talent on a global stage. Takahashi made major contributions to motorcycle development off the track as well. His firsthand experience with racing bikes helped him to provide feedback and insights that were valuable to manufacturers like Honda in enhancing the performance and technology. Honda is still a dominant force in racing and racing technology. Kunimitsu Takahashi retired from competitive bike racing in the mid-late 60s, but his legacy would continue into the world of motorsports in another way. It comes from drifting. After his accident at the Isle of Man TT, Takahashi made his switch to four wheels by signing with Prince Motor Company. This was Nissan's racing division, where he drove the Nissan R380A-11 and Skyline GT-R. Kunimitsu wasn't alone in his new racing ventures and brought some friends along. Mito Katana and Motohara Kurosawa were two friends and fellow racers of Takahashi. They formed a group that was called Opam Works Myrogurasu. They would also go on to dominate the Japanese road car series in their Nissan Skylines. They also made a name for the GT-R, and Kudamatsu won over 50 races in 3 years of racing. A lot of other people would try and correct the oversteer that was happening in the corners, but Kudamatsu decided to use this as a tactic. Drifting was the technique that Takahashi used in order to hold speed through turns instead of slowing down or braking. He was using a technique that is still used today that would be known as slip angle turns. At times, he would throw the car even more sideways to entertain the crowd. Someone he inspired with his drifting was Kaichi Tsuchiya. He and his Corolla AE86 would go on to push drifting more and later earn him the label of Drift King. Kudamatsu went on to do a lot of open wheel racing himself. Takahashi raced in one Formula One race in his racing career. He raced in the 1977 Japanese Grand Prix on October 23rd that Kazuyoshi Hoshino had used in the 1976 Japanese Grand Prix. Takahashi ended up finishing in ninth place in his only Grand Prix race. He scored no championship points with this finish, but it was still a great outing. From 87 to 92, he raced in the Japanese Formula 3000 Championship. He also competed in 8 24 of Le Mans races between 86 and 96. In 1995, his team raced in 24 hours of Le Mans in a Honda NSX. They ended up winning the GT2 class and finishing 8th overall. Later on, he would become a 4-time All-Japan Sports Prototype Champion and won in Japanese Top Formula, JTC, and JGTC. His last victory as a driver in 1999 came at the age of 59. In 1994, Kudamatsu formed Team Kudamatsu to compete in the inaugural JGTC season, running a Porsche 911 RSR Turbo in the GT1 class alongside Kaichi Tsuchiya. In 1996, with the advent of GT500 class, Team Kudamatsu switched manufacturers from Porsche to Honda. The next year, Team Kudamatsu cars wore the Raybrig colors for the first time. Takahashi drove for his very own team until 1999. He retired at the end of the season to focus on team management. Team Kudamatsu won their very first Drivers' Championship in 2018 with Naki Yamamoto and 2009 Formula One champion Jenis Button behind the wheel of the number 100 Raybrig Honda. His racing team, Team Kudamatsu, has won multiple championships in Super GT. He was the chairman of the GT Association, the organizers of the Super GT series from 1993 to 2007. Drifting has transcended its origins as a niche motorsport to become a major force in pop culture and car culture as a whole. This driving technique, characterized by sliding cars sideways through corners, has captivated audiences across the various mediums, leaving a permanent mark on car culture. One of the earliest and most notable instances of drifting's integration into pop culture occurred through the manga series Initial D. Initial D follows the story of a young street racer named Takumi Fujiwara, who becomes a legend in the world of illegal mountain pass racing. Drifting features prominently in the series, serving as both a narrative device and a visual spectacle. The manga's dynamic portrayal of drifting, coupled with its compelling storyline, garnered a massive following and introduced drifting to a wider audience. The influence of Initial D extended beyond the pages of manga, spurring the creation of an anime adaptation, video games, and even live-action films. The franchise's impact on drifting culture cannot be overstated, as it played a pivotal role in popularizing drifting among audiences worldwide. The exhilarating races, heart-pounding soundtrack, and adrenaline-fueled drama of Initial D helped solidify drifting as a cultural phenomenon. Another significant contribution to drifting's prominence in pop culture came in the form of the Fast and Furious film franchise. The third installment, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, thrust drifting into the mainstream spotlight. Set in the bustling streets of Tokyo, the film showcased high-octane drift battles, featuring iconic cars and thrilling stunts. Tokyo Drift introduced audiences to the world of professional drift racing, sparking widespread fascination with the sport and its unique aesthetic and techniques. Drifting's influence extends beyond film and television to include music, fashion, and even advertising. The sport has inspired countless artists, designers, and brands. From music videos featuring drifting sequences to fashion lines influenced by drift culture, the impact of drifting can be seen and felt across various facets of popular culture. Drifting has become a staple in the world of video games, further cementing its status as a cultural phenomenon. Racing games such as the Need for Speed series and Forza Motorsport incorporate drifting mechanics, allowing players to experience the thrill of sliding through corners firsthand. These games serve as a virtual playground for enthusiasts to hone their drifting skills and immerse themselves in the world of motorsport culture. In essence, drifting's integration into pop culture represents more than just a passing trend. It embodies a mix of heart-pounding driving techniques, style, and innovation as it continues to evolve and adapt to new mediums and audiences. Drifting remains a powerful and enduring force in the cultural landscape, captivating the hearts and imaginations of enthusiasts worldwide. Whether on the silver screen, in video games, or on the streets, drifting's impact on popular culture is undeniable, solidifying its status as a timeless phenomenon. Drifting is a sport where you compete with someone, but it's not always about who can get to the finish line first. The D1 Grand Prix is the Japanese drift series that started out as an amateur competition. The Drift King, they helped to host the first pro drift competition in Japan. That was back in 1999. The competition started as a result of the skill level increasing in Japan. Drifting is now a mainstream motorsport in the United States. Formula Drift started in 2003 by Jim Lyo and Ryan Sage. Formula Drift has 81 licensed drivers competing in Pro and Prospect, formerly Pro 2, as of October 23rd. The series is an 8-round championship series that is raced at racetracks across North America. Formula Drift is judged based on lines, angle, and style, and not who runs the fastest lap. Many others have carried on the legacy of drift and freestyle. The drift community keeps pushing the boundaries of what cars can do, and names like Ken Block and Travis Pastrana with Hoonigan, Tanner Faust, and many, many more. Ken Block is a name that will forever be synonymous with cars going sideways. The Gymkhana series is one big one making drift popular. These Gymkhana videos started in 2008, and there have been many, many videos since then. Ken Block unfortunately passed away in 2023, but will forever be remembered for his contributions to motorsports. Kunimitsu laid the foundation for drifting as a sport, and others in the future perfected it and added their very own style. Kunimitsu left a lasting impact on car racing in Japan and in turn the world. Kunimitsu Takahashi was the master of throwing a car sideways into a corner at high speed, breaking the back end loose, all while maintaining his racing lines. Nissan is paying tribute to Kunimitsu with a special exhibit in Japan. They will be holding a showcase with some of his most well-known cars. In 1964, Kunisan started racing for Nissan, setting numerous lap records in the brand's prototype race cars, such as the R380, R381, and R382. His most ubiquitous vehicle, however, would be the Nissan Skyline GTR. Kunimitsu raced to his 50th victory with the GTR at the March 1972 full Grand Champion 300-kilometer race, and Nissan was eager for him to drive the next model to more wins in the coming season. Kunimitsu Takahashi's legacy expands past motorcycles, sliding cars, and racing. If it wasn't for the bad motorcycle accident, we may not have gotten to see the magic that he could do on four wheels. Drifting has taken on a subculture of its own, and almost anyone who is into cars and going fast also enjoys throwing them sideways. The way that drivers use cars now can potentially be tied all the way back to Kunimitsu doing everything he can to hold speed through racetracks. His legacy extends beyond the racetrack, shaping the very nature of contemporary motorsports and modern car culture, particularly drifting. His pioneering spirit and innovative techniques have left a lasting mark on the automotive world, solidifying his place as the father of drifting. Takahashi's contributions continue to resonate with racing enthusiasts globally, ensuring that his influence will be felt for generations to come. Well, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this special edition In the Rearview on our Test Drive podcast number 44. We certainly hope that you'll join us again next Friday for Test Drive podcast number 45. And remember, let's never forget the men and women serving this great country of ours. I'm Lee Baudette. Goodbye, everybody.